Blog Talk Radio.
All day, nigga. I can do this all day, boy. Woo! I'm finna turn this bitch out. light skin slave boy. We in the motherfucking house. Right now, look at real stuff right now. I swear I've been on the slide. Like, I'm off right now. Stupid niggas getting money for a stump right now. Shout out to Jackie Chan, I need to stunt right now. They be looking at the gram, I be looking at the Grammys like, that's us right now.
Right now.
24/7, 365 days, day by getting paid.
Go crazy.
Niggas looking at me like I'm worth both them J's. People saying, yay, yay, take it easy. 20 G's for the Yeezys off of eBay. Niggas do the most and they ain't done shit. Only way I can sum it up, some bitch. All day, nigga.
Tuned in to Dalhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dalhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dalhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar Rock Daily on the Dalhouse Radio website. Dalhouse Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dalhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photo, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dalhouse Radio, email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, dalhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Laree, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Beauty and Beats returns with a hot new cast and lots of fun this Sunday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern, along with our Urban Society show airing at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Also, Launchpad Radio returns, hosted by music industry veteran Ian Burke, Thursday, May 7th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dalhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dalhouse_Radio. And be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
We go hard. It's the real.
Yeah, it's a real relationship talk show. I am Kenny Talk, and we are back. It's about time for us to jump right into, you know, what I was actually telling you. We're going to jump right into the topic, but the topic at hand, which is so many options in relationships. But I have a little post that I want to share that's from one of my friends on Instagram. I told her this morning, I said, you know what, this is the perfect post. The perfect post to kind of talk about options in relationships, right? We want to jump right in, and here's the post. The post goes as follows. I want y'all to feel me on this one. All right. Now, first and foremost, like I said from the beginning, when you talk about having a lot of options in relationships, we're going to talk about the impact that that has on relationships, the lack thereof, the impact that that has on relationships. And we're going to jump right in and we're going to do it. So here it is. It goes a little something like this. The post says, someone who really loves you sees what a mess you can be, how moody you can get, how hard you are to handle, but still wants you in their life. Let me go back one more time. Someone who really loves you sees what a mess you can be, how moody you can get, how hard you are to handle, but still want you in their lives. How many of y'all agree with that? Sound off on Facebook, sound off on Twitter. If you're following the Real Relationship Talk Show, the Kenny Talk Experience, we want to hear from you, right? How many of y'all agree with that? Alright. The reason why I wanted to actually share this with you guys is because when I hear this, and you can speak on it as well, 646-595-4038, or sound off on Instagram, sound off on Facebook, sound off on Twitter, right? That's at KennyTalkEXP. Twitter. And don't forget, at @Dollhouse_radio, follow us on that one as well. You can actually hear about all the great shows. But let me jump in the beginning. Okay, check it out. When you talk about options in relationships, a post like this, or these that's stated in this post, is the 100% reason why options are available. They say, I'm going to start from the beginning. It says, someone who really loves you sees what a mess you can be. Now, if you're dating someone and you see what a mess they can be, wouldn't that open the door for an option, for someone that's an option to be an option in your life that's not such a mess? They got themselves together. But I'm dating this one girl and I see what a mess she can be, but I love her. But do you realize what a breath of fresh air it would be to deal with somebody that's not a mess? The second one, how moody you can be. Moody. All right. If I love you, we're in a relationship together. You're a moody person. Yeah, but you know what? I still love you, so guess what I'm going to do? Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to still show you some love, right? I'm going to still be with you. But can you imagine what it would be like if I ran into someone that wasn't as moody as you? It'll be like a breath of fresh air. The next part, how hard you are to handle. I'm in a relationship with you. I realize what a mess you can be, how moody you can get, and on top of that, let's make it a triple decker cake. How hard to handle. But I stay with you because I love you. What a breath of fresh air it would be to deal with somebody that's not hard. As you can see, it falls where you fall short. It actually opens the door for option. A lot of y'all gonna say, relationship relevant? Well, I mean, it's just what it is. I wish I could take it back, but we all know. We got people that we deal with, whether we're in a relationship with them, whether we're in a situationship, whether we just laying up and having sex, having a great time, whether we're actually dating. These roles that we demand that people accept of us are the real reason that there are options, or options are relevant in relationships. Difficult to deal with, and someone that's not difficult to deal with, it's like your lover would rather be around them. Okay, I'm gonna go to Facebook. I got a young lady saying that's 100% not true. She says that's not true, and I want to thank you for commenting. Everybody go to Facebook, Kenny Talk Experience. Add us if you haven't done it as of yet. Those that are just joining us, we're speaking about so many options in relationships. So many options in relationships and the impact on relationships. Okay, now she says she don't agree with that, but she feels that love conquers all. Love makes you want to come home to that person that might be a little difficult, that may be moody. Love makes you want to stick with that person when someone else actually comes along and presents themselves in a better way. Love is what it is, what should make you not see that person as an option. Okay, I can roll with that in a perfect world. In a perfect world, we can roll with that. I agree with you. That's the way it should be. That sounds nice. Another thing, before I speak on her post. See, one of the things that we take on, one of the problems that we do have is things that sound right, that sound like that's the way it should be. That's what we believe. If it sound like that's the way it should be, or if I feel like that's the way it should be, or if it's always been that way in the past, that's the way it should be. And if you tell me something different, I don't agree. I'm not saying that that's what the young lady that just posted is doing. No. Thank you, though, baby. I want to go ahead and let's jump on that real quick. Love should make you not want to see that other person as an option. But let's talk about lust. Let's talk about selfishness. Right? You talk about lust in an area where you fall short. And see, a lot of people fall short, like, and I see, as you can see, and we're going to touch on this topic as well. That's why you see so many women trying to get back in the gym, so many women posting on social media, I'm getting my squats on, I'm going hard. You know, why are you, ladies, why are you squatting now? You're squatting because you realize. You're squatting because you know, right? You know that that's a plus. Squats pretty much bring, you know, build that muscle up in your butt and make you, you know what I'm saying, and make your butt plump. You know that that is a plus in dating. You already know this. So that's the reason why, guess what? You're making sure you do that. You're making sure you stay on point when it comes to that. Okay? I mean, isn't that wrong with it? That's what you want to do? I support you, baby. I need you to understand that where you fall short is the area where a person that doesn't fall short in that area, that makes them an option, depending on what it is. Let's say if you think someone, fellas, I want y'all to sound off. Let me talk to you, fellas. Let's say you think someone and they just really don't, they don't have like a really, really nice ass. penetrated, you know, being touched to the point to where you feel ecstasy, to the point to where you climax. See, all of this is the physical, right? Even though, of course, we all know that in order to climax, it does involve some mental. But think about it from just a touch perspective, a lust perspective. That's what's going to pretty much make lust outweigh or be stronger than love. And to your point, sweetheart, that's what I wanted to touch on. I wanted to make sure you understand that love should make this guy not want to bang this girl with this nice butt that his girl at home don't have. It should, but how often does it? You know, we keeping it real. Remember, on the Real Relationship Talk Show, we got real topics, real talk, and real solutions. I haven't even got to the solutions yet. We're just touching on it, right? So now let's go back to social media. Let's go back to social media. When you talk about options in relationship, think about all of the women, all you ladies out there that are on social media that have ever posted, and today is Wednesday. Don't lie, I saw a whole lot of them. For your Wednesday crush, or I guess they call it the WCW. I don't know what the acronyms is for, but it's like your Wednesday crush or something like that. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But it's Wednesday crush day, ladies. How many of you have ever posted a female for your Wednesday crush? I see a lot of y'all posting these girls that y'all consider to be bad chicks. I see a lot of y'all posting these pics that are so-called up on their game. They're hustlers, they're getting money, they business women or whatever. And when you see these women that you guys post, they look totally opposite from you. But if you can salute another chick being bad, and in most cases when you talk about the WCW, those chicks that might be badder than you, how do you expect other women that are badder than you not to grab your man's attention? How do you expect other men, I'm sorry, other women not to grab your man's attention? Ladies, how do you expect to catch a man with your nice body that you're posting on social media? Because, you know, you do pork videos, you do, take a lot of pictures wearing revealing clothes. Every time you're about to get ready to go out to party, you're taking pictures in the mirror. Best to kill. I killed them with my outfit. All kinds of stuff like that, right? And you see these women with these shapely bodies, right? A lot of them got men. A lot of them got a bae. But I see it. Oh, that's my. Oh, I'm chilling with my bae this weekend. If you attracted that man with your nice body, how can you expect someone with a more banging body not to grab his attention? I see who's attracted by the flesh. That's all we're saying. Those that are just joining us, we're speaking about options in relationship. Options, options. When you talk about social media, after the break, we don't have to jump into the impact that social media has brought to relationships when it comes to options. Difference in relationships because of options. But before we go to our break, I got one more point I want to touch on. I want to go back to the post that I had. You guys have to... When you're talking about the flaws, when you talk about where you fall short, this goes back to a post I had said a long time ago. hide your flaws is a clear-cut example or a clear-cut understanding that you don't really want to change. You don't really want to improve. You don't really want to improve. So if you're at the point where you're like, okay, well, my man knows that I'm hard to deal with, or my man knows that I can be moody, my man know I'm a handful, I be snapping, I be all like this, whatever. That's just the way I am, and he love me anyway, so I'm cool. You have to understand, if you don't work at proving these areas, you leave the door open for options. Because if you are a girl that's hard to deal with, you are a guy that 100% frustrates the chick. Hard to deal with. Someone else that's a breath of fresh air, that's cool, that understands, easy going, that listen, right? They're gonna be that much more fun to be around than you. They're gonna be that much more fun to be around than you. So areas where you fall short, you should be working on trying to improve. That's my solution. This is real talk. There are so many people that are in relationships right now. Let me go to Facebook. I see y'all posting. I got you. There's so many people that are in relationships where things may not be going right. One of the big things to say is where you call like this man will. I'll find somebody, or I know somebody that want to deal with it. You know what? I got options. Somebody else better deal with my attitude. Yeah, let's deal with it. Today, don't have sex with it. If you're hot, they'll deal with it. Pretty much get you in a position where you're willing to have sex with them, give yourself over to them, and then you give it some time. They're going to be complaining about your attitude. They're going to be complaining about how you are. You see, what we don't do is we don't identify the trend. But see, the trend is going to show itself. If you look at the last 4 or 5 relationships that you were in, look at the last 4 or 5 reasons why either you left or why that person left you. You'll find an underlying reason why. It'll be a trend. It'll be something that kind of ties into who you are. You know? And that's what you got to work on fixing. That's how you take your relationship to the next level. That's how it works. All right, for those that are just joining us, hey, everybody, I'm going to go to Facebook real quick, and I want, because I got a lot of people jumping on me right now. You know what? I got love for you. I appreciate you writing in. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to read the Keeping It Real letter like we always do, and we're going to pretty much speak on it. So big shout-out to the young lady that wasn't afraid to go ahead and share on Facebook. All right, baby. Okay, we got another young lady that wants to share. She says that the conversation about options are always going to be there. But it's we as mature adults have to be the ones to not see them as options. Just because a person makes themselves available, that doesn't mean in your mind or in your relationship that they have to be an option, even if they can provide something that your lover lacks. And once again, I totally agree. I totally agree in a perfect world. I'm just keeping it real. I agree. You know what? It's a true statement that it shouldn't be an option. It's a true statement that, guess what? We do need to make sure that we understand that it's a maturity thing. It might be a maturity thing. Then, you know what? It is what it is. But you have to understand that when it comes to options, they're going to be there, especially if they cater to the flesh. The flesh will always, I think, you know what they said in the scriptures. in the scriptures. How many of you guys read the scriptures? Now, I know it's a lot of y'all religious people that read the scriptures, right? And it says, my spirit is willing, but my flesh is weak to that point or what have you. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So options are always going to appear to the flesh for the most part. It's always going to appeal to the flesh, right? So we have to understand that options are going to be there in areas where you need to improve, and they're going to pretty much appeal to the flesh. But I got another point I want to make before I go to break. One more point that I got to make, and that's this. I want y'all to get out your pads and your pens. I want y'all to feel me on this one, right? Okay, there is a time when, from a female perspective, options don't appeal to the flesh. From a male perspective, it does for the most part. But from a female, it appeals to the emotion. Uh-oh. Y'all, I got to go there. Real solutions, I told you. Real talk, real topics, and real solutions. The emotions. And see, if any guy wants to appeal as an option to a woman that's in a relationship, just watch her. Just listen to her. Women love to speak emotionally. And when women speak emotionally, they let people know where they are lacking. That's one thing a woman will not hesitate to do. Let you know where she is lacking as far as emotionally in her relationship. Women are verbal about that. And the only thing a guy does is listen to you, overhear you, or read your post on Facebook, because you know that's where we share everything, on Twitter. Yeah, I'm mad at my boyfriend because of this. Or my boyfriend be making me so sick, he don't do this. My husband don't understand me. I mean, all kinds of stuff, right? And the only thing we do is say, oh, you like this or you like that. So when I run into you at the bar, then I know to appeal to that. Uh-oh. And we'll be at a point where, guess what? There's a gate, there's a doorway. And a woman will look at this emotional person that's coming to them trying to appeal, and it'll be a whole nother ball game. That's what we're going to jump into. We'll be back faster than you can say Cat in the Hat. It's a real relationship talk show only on Dollhouse Radio. We're going to be back with the Keeping It Real ladder, and then we're going to jump back right into the conversation of so many options in relationships, and we're going to talk about the impact. So we'll holler at you in just a minute. Don't go nowhere. You know, we'll be back faster than you can say Cat in the Hat and
Can I be a supernova? I know you can't wish upon me, but when there's no stars in the sky, you believe in the world. So can I be your one and only? I shine bright, but I know you miss the old me. Boy, I have so much to offer now. Forget the when, where, and how, 'cause you know.
fuck with you. You little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little dumb ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. I got a million trillion things I'd rather fucking do than to be fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, bitch, I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. I heard you got a new man, I see you taking the pic. Then you post it up, thinking that it's making me sick. I see you calling, I be making it quick. I'ma answer that shit like I don't fuck with you. Bitch, I got no feelings to go. I swear I had it up to here, I got no feelings to go. I mean for real, fuck how you feel. Fuck your two cents if it ain't going towards the bill. Yeah, and every day I wake up celebrating shit. Why? Cause I just dodged a bullet from a crazy bitch. I stuck to my guns, that's what made me rich. That's what put me on, that's what got me here, that's what made me this.
And everything that I do is my first name. These hoes chase bread, aw damn, she got a bird brain. Ain't nothing but trilling me, aw man, silly me.
I just bought a crib, three stories, that bitch a trilogy. And you know I'm rolling weed and sucking up the ozone. I got a bitch that text me, she ain't got no clothes on. And then another one text me, yo ass next. And I'ma text yo ass back like I don't fuck with you. You little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little dumb ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. I got a million trillion things I'd rather fucking do than to be fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, bitch, I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do.
Got a million things on my mind, executive deals online, limited amount of time, chasing these dollar signs, and you ain't on your grind. You liable to find me up in the MGM casino in the deep. Fucking off Eddie, I could have put on property. From the beta to murder mitt, my niggas put murder missions. She choosing, that's her decision. Free my niggas in prison. On the phone with a bitch who can't do shit for a pimp, but make a nigga hella rich. Got a blunt in my dental, blowing hemp in a rental. On my way to Sacramento, late night, Arsenio. I'm never sentimental, go hard or go homeless. Really, hardly a chromeless. You might end up domeless. I bet you she into me, her cheddar she giving me. I make a bitch stand outside forever like the Statue of Liberty. Rest in pimp C, underground king of the South. I raise my styrofoam up and pour some drink in my mouth. Why you always coming around with bad news? Say you want me to win, but hope I lose. Ask if I rock with other niggas in the crew. But them niggas cool. It's just that
bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you.
You little dumb ass
bitch, I ain't fucking with you.
That
time. I got a million trillion things.
Hey, man, it's about that time. Let's jump right into it. Okay, the keeping it real part of the show. We don't just talk about an inbox that I got on Facebook. Now, this can come through as the email, so I'm not sure where the person is from, and I'm not going to click on their name and see where they're from, but you know what? They're family. Listen to the Real Relationship Talk Show, so much love. So we're going to read what she had to say in the inbox. She says, this is why I chose her letter. She says, I feel like what I do for my lover doesn't seem to have a major impact on our relationship. I try to do nice things. I try to cook. I try to clean. I always invite him over. I try to take care of some of his personal business for him. However, for some reason, I feel like he's taking on me for granted. He is very attractive. That's why I chose this letter. He is very attractive. And he does have... he does have a lot of girls at him. And I do have a problem with that. But it makes me feel like all of these girls are distracting him from the good woman that I am. And you keep it real with my situation. I sure did. I guess they don't place as much importance on what you're doing for them and who you're trying to become to them. When there's a line of people waiting to try to be what you're already trying to become, there's options. So if I have options, I'm going to treat you totally different than I would if I didn't. And that's just real. I'm going to treat you totally different. I'm going to respond to the things that you do for me totally different than I would if I didn't have all these options. So I need you to understand, if you are out there trying to kick it with a guy that has a lot of options, fellas, if you are out, now I'm going to stick to the letter first. If you're trying to be with a guy that has a lot of options, the best advice or the best information that we can provide or the relationship truth, I forgot, we don't give no advice. We don't do that on this show, right? We don't give you no advice. What we do, we just tell you the relationship truth. All right. You have to be able to deal with that situation if that's where you want to be. If you want to be in that particular situation, you have to be able to deal. And what do I mean by deal? Is this guy giving you time? Yeah, because she says she invites him over. Does he come when you invite him? Yeah. Okay. Does he accept what you do for him? Yeah. Does he treat you like a lady? I don't know. Does he treat you well? The relationship truth of the matter is that you have to decide what's going to be more important. You have to decide what this guy actually needs, what this guy actually values, and you have to make sure you become that. You have to identify what other options are these women feeling in this guy's life, or what options, what makes them a relevant option in his life when he's with you. Is it completely sexual? Okay. So you have to identify that first and foremost. Once you identify it, then you have to deal if that's where you want to be. If you don't want to deal, then you definitely need to make a decision. So I got to identify first and foremost. You have to deal, or you have to decide what's going to be best for you. That's the relationship truth of the matter. Now, you can scratch everything that I just said and stay doing what you're doing. Be happy. Or you can scratch everything I said and you can leave that guy tonight. That's all up to you. But this is the truth. You're going to have to identify. You're going to have to deal if that's what you want. But you're going to have to decide what you're going to do. It's on you. No right, no wrong. It's only what you'll deal with. So that's the relationship truth on the keeping it real ladder. But let's flip it a little bit. I want to take it through a guy perspective, right? How does it feel to try to date a very, very beautiful woman? A very, very sexy woman? A very seductive woman? When she step out, man, all the guys that you see, you look at all the guys in the party, in the bar, at the spot, and they're all looking at her like, wow, do you see her? But you decide that's the one you want, just like all of them. They want her too. If you get that option to be with that person, I need you to understand that you're going to have to identify the things that make all these other guys an option in her life. You're going to have to deal with it if that's what you want, but you're going to have to make a decision. Identify, deal, or decide. It's going to be the same thing. There's a lot of, because girls that have a lot of options, they, what are some of the most difficult fish to catch, right? Especially if you out there chasing them, if you out there hunting. They are some of the most difficult deer to catch if you're out there hunting. Because they know that they got, always got somebody that's either in their inbox, that are texting them, that's at the job, that's asking to carry their groceries, that's asking to buy them a drink, that's asking to pay their bills. That's saying, throwing all they got, saying they'll do everything. Saying, you know what, if you was with me, I'd do this. If you were with, they see, so it's going to be very difficult for you. You know, it's going to be very difficult for you to make what you're doing stick, to make what you're doing matter to that person. Hence, that brings me on over because, of course, you know, time is running out. When you're listening to the Real Relationship Talk Show, and we're discussing options in relationships, right? So that brings me to the lack thereof. Let's say if you are dealing with a woman that does not have a lot of options with guys. You're dealing with a woman that don't have a lot of options. Now, this woman, she's going to be a little bit more aggressive. She's going to be focused on trying to do things that please you. She's going to go hard. Anything in her mind that she feels that a man wants, values, respects, likes, she's going to bring it to the table for you. Okay? Now, from a man's perspective, let's say a woman, if you're dating a guy that has a whole lot of options, that don't have any options, don't have many options, he's gonna go hard. And I mean it. Hard. He gonna do everything. He gonna say everything. He gonna be ready to wife you so quick. He gonna talk about being married a lot. He gonna talk about settling down. He gonna talk about how tired he is, or how tired he's gotten of being in the streets, and he just wanna be home with a woman, start a family. He's gonna talk about monogamy, and I don't need all these women talking all this and that. Man, I want just one woman, because I feel like one good girl is better than all these girls out here. And I wish somebody would come up to me trying to holler at me. Man, I'm going to tell them, no, I got my bae. I wouldn't dare disrespect my bae, because you know why? That's my bae. I'm not going to try to holler at no other chick when she ain't around. I'm done with that. I'm a one woman. I mean, they don't say it all. I promise you. They're going to go hard. Women are going to go hard. Guys are going to go hard when they don't have as many options. But what we do is we look at those people as people that are ready. We look at those people as people that are mature. We look at those people and try to say, you know what, you need to be more like him, or you need to be like her. Well, I need to find me somebody like him, or I need to find me somebody like her. But you have to understand, these people either don't have a lot of options, or they feel they don't have a lot of options. It might seem like the dating pool has run dry for them. They've been going out and they just been meeting a lot of jerks. Or they've been going out and the only girls they meet is girls that want to be in the club all the time. So the only options they got is girls that want one-night stands and want to be out partying. And the only options that she got is guys that still want to run the streets. Guys that just want 100% just have sex and that's it. Now she feels like she don't have any options. Then when you add age into the into it, it's a totally different thing. But we need everybody to understand that, guess what? Don't be fooled by people that don't have a lot of options. Don't compare the person that you're with wishing that they were like someone that don't have a lot of options. Because y'all know what happened? They get in these relationships. They settle down. They propose. They marry. And then you know what happens? I've saw women make men better men, and then other women flock to them. I saw men dress women up, take them to the coach, and, you know, they take them to BB and BC, whatever that shit called. They take them places and make them so fly. Now they become a hot commodity. And when these women that never had these options start getting these options, they go to acting different. Or when these guys that never had these options and never thought they had all these options, and these women start hollering at them and wanting to be with them, then they start thinking different, saying, well, damn, with these kind of options, I might need to try to taste some of this on the outside. And they end up cheating on you and hurting your feelings. And you said, you lied. You told me you was ready, but you're not. Now you're dealing with her. You told me you was done with all of that. Hey, everybody, I want to thank everybody for listening. It's time for the final thought. Now, the final thought is a little bit of spoken word that I like to read. Remember, we're here 7:30 every Wednesday, right? Unless we off. Unless it's a holiday. Kenny Talk gonna go hard. Tallhouse Radio's on. Kenny Talk and the Kenny Talk Experience, we call it the Real Relationship Talk Show. It goes like this. Final thought. Now, let's say the woman had a choice for a no-name bag or a Louis Vuitton, and she could only choose one. That was a rule. When given an option up front to pick from multiple choices, very few people wouldn't exercise their right to choose. Now, there are two types of people that you meet while dating: those with many options and those with little none. And the difference between the two will show in the way they treat you and how what you do makes them react or respond. In the age of social media, you see relationships crumble, because now we can meet people from across town without leaving the couch. We allow people we don't know to influence our thoughts and decisions, and it exposes us to options that are other than our spouse. And when a person has several options, it makes the want or need to settle down. This process takes a little bit longer. But when a person believes they have very few options, the effect is the opposite. And the need to settle down process is shorter and much stronger. That was what I said. Remember, go out and get that book. Kenny Talk Experience be going hard, man. We got a lot going on for 2015, and we want you to be a part of it. Stay tuned for the next great episode on Dollhouse Radio this week, right? Got a lot of great episodes. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then guess what? The Kenny Talk Experience is back on Wednesday. Salute to all the fellas out there listening. Thank you. Relationship Talk Show. Thanks for the Keeping It Real letter. Be hard. All the ladies out there, kisses at your lips, baby. Which lips, Kenny? Those lips. Great show, everybody. Great show. Salute.